You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Clodagh's business, very good today's business. Good morning, Clodagh.
Good morning.
Jobs boost in County Fermanagh.
Yes, no, Little Wing Pizzeria is creating up to 20 new jobs, opening a new restaurant in Enniskillen. This investment of £250,000 will bring the total number of branches across Northern Ireland to 6. Little Wing was set up in Belfast in 2009, and since then they've sold more than 1 million pizzas. Their 20 new staff will bring the total number of people they employ across all their outlets to 115. The new restaurant, will be located on High Street and will open in July. Their managing director, Luke Wolsey, told me they're continuing to grow and they're always on the lookout for opportunities.
There's chefs, waiters, kitchen porters, and then of course an assistant manager and a supervisor. We're looking to push further afield and cover the rest of Northern Ireland and possibly even go further down into the south. There's new concepts and new restaurants opening up everywhere at the minute, which brings a lot of healthy competition, which helps you stay at the top of your game. So I think we've definitely turned a corner, and the hospitality trade, people always want to eat out, people always want to drink out, so it's a strong industry. And we never say never to anywhere. I'll always go and check anything out. So we've been down in Dublin multiple occasions, looking at units in the city centre and also in the sort of suburban areas outside of Dublin, places like Ranelagh. And we've even been over in London looking at sites, and there's even the possibility of Scotland.
Ambitious young man. Now new figures show shoppers are using cash less and paying for more things by card.
Yes, Karen, and contactless card payments at that, they're behind a 10% rise in purchases made by card in 2014 compared with a year earlier. So that's according to a report by the UK Cards Association. The limit for contactless payments is currently £20 per transaction, but this will rise to £30 from September. The report shows consumers are making more than twice as many card payments every day than they were 10 years ago. And another reason for this rise is the growth of internet shopping. Online shopping accounts for 21 of every £100 paid by card at retailers across the UK. Recent data showed cashless payments have now overtaken notes and coins. Last month, the Payments Council said the use of cash by consumers, businesses and financial organisations fell to 48% last year. The remaining 52% was made up of electronic transactions, so that ranges from transfers to debit card payments, and it also includes cheques. The association said the use of fingerprint technology on smartphones is likely to increase how many payments are being made without entering a PIN. We'll be talking more about that report later on in the programme.
What am I going to do with that 5-gallon jar full of 1 penny of coin?
Oh, the bank teller loves saying you can.
Now, businesses moving towards this online epic will, of course, cause problems as well. New cyber threats, not least.
Yes, Noel, and the most severe online security breaches can cost a large business about £1.5 million. That's more than twice the average cost 12 months ago, according to research carried out by the government and PwC. They surveyed more than 650 organisations across the UK, including in Northern Ireland, and they found that in the past year, 90% of large organisations and 3/4 of small businesses have experienced a data security breach. That could be either a malicious attack on their IT systems or just as a result of human failure, but they all resulted in either losing data or having a financial cost. And taking a first look at the markets, the FTSE closed at £69.50. A pound is worth $1.53 and €1.36, and that makes a euro worth 74 pence.
The Champions League final kicks off on Saturday, but what connection is there between Juventus and Barcelona and a company in Newry? Our business reporter, Clodagh Rice, is here to tell us all. Clodagh.
Yes, no. Well, the company is called StatSports, and it makes GPS performance analysis equipment that's used by sports teams for training and coaching. Their headquarters is in Newry, and they now have offices in London, Chicago and Florida. I'm joined this morning by their general manager, Paul Johnson. Paul, how does the technology work?
Well, basically, Clodagh, the technology is a small mobile unit, and it's packed full of electronics, and it sits in between the shoulder blades of these elite players on the pitch, and it tracks them, everything they do in regards to their sports performance.
And so they wear them on their bodies?
They wear them on their bodies, yeah. They're connected with a little vest underneath their jerseys, so they sit right between the shoulder blades, so it's the optimal position to pick up GPS, and basically it tracks them everywhere they go in regards to the football and basically their performance.
And they're not just being worn by the finalists this weekend. Some other big names, you know, the likes of Manchester United, Liverpool and Arsenal.
Yes, yeah, we're doing very well. We've got 75% of the English Premier League teams now at the moment, and including the ones you say, Manchester United, Man City, Arsenal, Spurs, Everton, and a lot more. We also have been fortunate enough to get the winners of the Championship, Bournemouth and Norwich, coming back up to the Premiership, so we're getting a few extra this year as well.
And based then in County Down, but plenty of local interest, you also have the Northern Ireland team and Ulster Rugby.
Yes, absolutely, yeah, there's 30 of us down there in Newry, a very tight-knit group, and it's a great business to be in, but we've been representing and working with the Northern Ireland team and Michael and his guys for the last couple of years. Delighted to support them, and obviously they have a big week coming up with Romania coming back into town next week, and obviously the Ulster rugby team as well. We've been working with them for well over 2 years now.
And a relatively small firm then, you know, based in Northern Ireland, how did you come to be associated with so many big names?
Well, basically, back in the 2008, it was really sports science and performance monitoring took off, and two of the founders jumped in at that embryonic stage. One of them had come back from Wales after doing a sports medicine and performance course, and the other was in the entertainment business. So collectively, between the two of them, they were able to pool the resources together and go and meet some of the top sports clubs in the world.
And one of the major perks then, I must say, is you get to go to plenty of these matches, and you're flying out tomorrow then.
Yes, a little perk of the job, yes, but given that the final is Barcelona Juventus, and we've had them for the last couple of years, and it's brilliant for the guys in the office. So there's a couple of us have gone over already, getting ready for the festivities, and then there's the rest of us are flying out tomorrow morning, so looking forward to the match.
Well, all the very best, hope you have a great weekend. And taking a look at the markets, Stiffitsy will open at £69.50. A pound is worth $1.53 and €1.36, and that makes a euro worth 74 pence.
Lotus back for the latest airline figures.
Yes, and talking more about flights, it was a good May for low-cost airline EasyJet. Figures they published this morning shows that their load factor, which means the proportion of seats that are sold on each plane, it's hit 91.6%. That's up on 89.4% the same month last year. And it isn't just a bumper month. If we take a look back over the last year, their load factor still remains over 91%, and their passenger numbers are up at 6.5 million. Shares in EasyJet are up more than 1% this morning off the back of this news. And closer to home, talking energy, the renewable energy group Gaelectric is outlining its plans for a £300 million storage facility in East Antrim later today. The facility will store excess energy from the grid by converting it to compressed air, which is then stored in caverns created within salt layers deep underground. It can then be released through an electricity generator for later use. This type of facility is already used in places like Germany and in Alabama in the States. The project has been classified as a European project of common interest. And as we know, energy prices in Northern Ireland are among the highest in the EU. A report by PMCA Economic Consulting says the construction phase would boost economic activity in Northern Ireland by £161 million and create 532 jobs. Gaelectric will submit its planning application for the project later on this year. And taking a final look at the markets this morning, the FTSE's done 56 points at 68.95. A pound is worth $1.53 and €1.36, and that makes a euro worth 74 pence. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.